Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So good. I got you.
I feel good, man. Yeah, it's playoff time. Unless you're a Blazer fan. We were going to talk about, you know, who needs to prove it, but we talked enough playoffs for the day. It's been about an hour and a half. Let's keep it more local and immediate. And the Blazers need immediate help.
Hey, you're 21-61 Portland Trail Blazers. Yeah, 23-24 season. Let's
tie
go.
For the third worst record in the NBA, along with the Charlotte Hornets.
They make me want to say so many swear words on the air.
Yeah,
but
we
I
can't
won't.
Do that.
No.
FCC,
no.
You know.
Dang it.
So we were going to keep it clean for the day. But it's tough to we've talked about this before, and yep. Now that the season is over, you know, clearly you're looking forward to next season. We've been here before. Very good chance Portland, not a good chance, but Portland could potentially get the number one pick in the draft. Probably not, just knowing the way things go for the Blazers. But they need a lot of help in a lot of different areas. Number one, I don't think they can draft another 6'4", 6'3" guard. Let's not go crazy with getting people that are the same size across the board. I mean, and
Joe
honestly,
and Neil seems to love them though.
Yeah, they love those guys. There's an architect, you know, the archetype that they have that they want to make sure that they have this speedy guard that can shoot and get to the rack. Cool. I think it's time they do something else. I'm one of those people that feel like the Blazers have a lot of assets.
Yeah.
Let's use those to get something that can be helpful. And I think that's the big question is like, what helps Portland become a better team right now? For me, I think, you know, you could trade some of those assets and get something more.
Yeah.
However, I think you've got a lot to work with. The question for me is, can everybody stay healthy?
I mean, that's a good place to start. They never seemed to, in the last 3-4 seasons, have all of their guys. And I think they led the league in games missed this year. The number was stupid with how many games that their players actually missed. Shaedon Sharpe, we hoped to get a full season from him to see some development. We ended up getting basically half that, if that. And Scoot, maybe in the last 15 to 20 games, started to show something. I mean, so, yeah, you got to wonder if these young kids can stay healthy. That's kind of the first thing. But then also, actually watching the development happen, Scoot's still 20 years old. I get it. He's got time. The last part of the season is obviously something that the team is building on. I've made the point several times on this station. I'm not sold. I throw out the comparison to Antonio Daniels all the time. Physically, they look like the exact same player. And Scoot, his shooting did improve, but it needs to improve much more for him to be a number one option in this league. It makes me wonder what Portland's doing going forward with. They've got at least two picks in this year's first round. They've got the 3-4 pick, and then Portland's got the 13th, 14th pick, depending on how the lottery shakes out via Golden State. And you talk about the assets that they have. They've got Jeremy Grant as well under contract for 4 more seasons. They've got Malcolm Brogdon. They've got a couple of veterans that other teams definitely want. And you wonder, does it bode better for the Blazers to keep those? I would say no. You ask what the best plan is for Portland going forward. I would say what helps them the most is tanking next year. Everybody's trying to grab Cooper Flagg, and this seems to be upcoming in this year's draft, one of the weakest pools of talent that we've seen in a while. And of course, it happens to be Portland getting two picks in this draft. So what do? I agree with you, Rashad. You try to take these assets that you have this year. You try to go grab a couple of younger players, but once again, we've got to see other teams in the league willing to do that. That was kind of the problem with it, Damian Lillard leaving town last year because, well, the number three pick, I don't know how many calls Joe Cronin made, but it didn't seem like the league was too keen on getting the number three pick for a veteran player to help Damian Lillard. So at this point, you got to go full rebuild. You can't go half foot in or 1 foot in, 1 foot out, halfway in, halfway out. I like the growth of DeAndre Ayton. I still don't understand how he helps this current Blazers team. I feel like he's one of those assets that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Should probably be moved for some younger assets coming in, and you let Scoot play 45 minutes a game next year, and you let Shaedon Sharpe play 40 minutes a game next year, and you see what that you've got, plus the guys that you get in the draft, or that you flip them, you know, and grab a player or two, hopefully that you like and compare with them that's not 6'2".
The nice thing is, in this draft, the player, it's not a deep draft, but a lot of those higher picks, they are big men. The Sar kid out of France, he's 6'11". I mean, Stephon Castle probably doesn't fit what you want, but again, 6'6", so that's nice. You've got the Nikola Topic, the kid out of Serbia, he's 6'6". Kinect, 6'6". You've got the G League Ignite, the kid out of Lithuania, he's 6'11". Klingon's going to be in there. He's a 7-footer. So there are some big players in this draft that you can go out and get, and that does feel like something that this team needs. Stop going and getting the undersized guard. Go get a big wing. Let's get some length. I actually like DeAndre Ayton. I think with his age, because Ayton and I believe, are the same age. I believe he's 25, 26. So I do think that there are 25. some time frames that do match up. But I think the key here is just acquire talent. It almost feels a little bit like the old school Seattle Seahawks teams where – I want a bunch of draft picks, and I just want to get as many people in as I can, and then we'll see if you can fit our mold. It isn't necessarily about, well, this is the number one guy in this class, so that's what we should get. It's, let's get the best player available that fits a need that we have. We need bigger guys here in Portland. We need longer guys. We need that length. Let's go get those types of players, bring them in, and just let them play and see what happens.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's another way to go. The good thing for Portland is you have a lot of options as far as what you want to do. You've got the capital to make sure you can make it happen. And there are probably some teams, especially some of those teams that maybe were just outside the play-in or were in the play-in, or even you're a 6, 7, 8 seed and you're just looking for more, looking for an opportunity to grow. Man, there might be some teams that are willing to part with, you know, a good piece that Portland can use. As long as it's not a guard, I'm looking at a guy like Cade Cunningham, 6'6 guard. And mind you, I don't know if Detroit's going to move off of him. However, if you can offer 2 first-round picks.
He's awesome. Cade's really good.
Cade is really good, but we can all agree that, like Portland, Detroit is going nowhere right now. And so maybe a kind of swiping a star or a budding star from one of these teams that's still trying to figure out how they can get to the next level, and maybe a couple draft picks and maybe some promises of some draft picks in the future could be something that they're interested in. But the Blazers have a lot of work to do. This should be an interesting offseason. Still waiting to see where they land in the draft, because I think that's going to kind of better help us understand exactly what they may do.
And right. Because so, if you land like 2 or 3, you really, you know, 1, 2, or 3, you're going to get
your
pick.
You're probably going to stay there. Yeah, you're going to stay there.
If you land like 7 or 8, it might – that might be a position to move off it. Or if you're like, hey, everyone who landed in front of us is, they need guards. Well, maybe we can have someone that falls to us. Maybe the Colorado kid falls to us. It's not like you have to take a guy who's ready right now either.
No.
You can take the raw development project because you have so much time. Like, you shouldn't be a playoff team for another 3 years.
I hope they don't, because that's how you end up getting stuck with Zach Collins.
When you get stuck with Zach Collins because...
But he's hoping now. So,
but they need to, a pillar of your franchise.
They need to go full tank next year. They need to lean into it. They can't do this half foot in, half foot out thing. They can't have a Jeremy Grant type on the roster. There's no need for veteran leadership. This is a development only team. Get players only on the roster that you need to develop.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a way to go. Or they can just totally, you know, totally just kind of wipe everything off the board and start again.
Chauncey and Joe aren't even on the same page.
So we'll see. Hopefully Chauncey isn't here at all. But we'll see, you know, what it is. Blazer fans, strap in. It's going to be a long year, more than likely. So coming up next, we'll go ahead and tie a bow on it. Does that sound cool?
It's been really fun, man.
Oh, man, yeah. I've had a good time, man. Happy Sunday to everybody. We're coming back right here, Sports Sunday on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.